Jones. Balaclava, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. March 25th, 1898. Dear Brother Jones, I write to you, having received your letters concerning the book now in your hands. I advise that the book be not delayed. It is greatly needed in the field, and I would hasten it out with the cuts you deem suitable. I have just received my American mail, and sorry enough I am that the letters were not opened at Sunnyside so that Willie could have read them. But they were sent on without being opened, and neither Willie nor Marion have seen them. But I say, put in your cuts, for it is not possible for you to hear anything from W.C. White or Marion till next mail. Close up the book and put it in circulation as soon as possible. I am sure that W.C. White and Marion would give this advice. These delays are most painful to me. We are losing time that we can ill afford to lose. Whatever the cuts may be, if they are essential to the sale of the book, put them in. And afterwards, if we have a chance to make improvements, we will do so. But we must have the book, so please hasten its completion. May the Lord give you all wisdom and counsel, is my prayer. I have now been in Melbourne 4 weeks today, and shall return to Kooranbong this week or the week following. As to money matters, we are closely shut up. Every avenue seems to be closed. As far as obtaining help from the General Conference is concerned, it seems to be a hopeless matter. But I feel that God is true, and that He will not forsake us. You must know that the money I have had to let Brother Leininger have has been greatly needed in the work we are carrying on here. The meeting house in Stanmore is going up, but there is no source to which we can look for means with which to complete this house. We expected means from Africa, but none has come, and we are in dire need of help. There are, I think, more than 60 souls who have embraced the truth since the camp meeting held in Stanmore. Since I went to live in Kooranbong, I have been confined to a room 15 by 15 as my sleeping room and office. It was not built for any such purpose, but the means have been called for the school building, for meeting house, and for the health home, so that I have thought that I could get along. But my writings are piled up all around me, some in boxes under the bed, some in my bureau drawers, some in small telescope baskets, and it was thought best for me to have a room added to the small room that I have been occupying. This room is now being completed. But money matters seem to be a problem. What shall we do? I am troubled to know what to do. Willingly would I forego the building of an additional room, but at my age, my health demands it, and I dare not say that I will not have it done, though I have been on the point of saying this again and again. But now the matter is settled, and I must leave it as it is. This brings money matters close upon me again. I have paid my pledge of £25 to the church at Stanmore, and pledge £20 toward the building of a church in Balaclava. Now, patients are coming into the health home so fast that they have been obliged to hire another house, but they have no money with which to furnish the rooms for the patients. How we shall get along with the Stanmore meeting house, the health home, which must be carried on, and the meeting house in Balaclava, Melbourne, is a problem too hard for us to solve. But the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. I am sure that the Lord would have us advance. I very much need the $1,400 that have been taken from me in the case of Brother Leininger, that I may push the work here. Then my shares in the Healdsburg School is a problem. You know about that. I fully believe that if our churches in California knew of these things, they would not allow me to carry them, and thus be deprived of money with which to help in the cause of God as it advances. The walls of Jericho came down without a human hand being laid upon them, and God can help in building up just as readily as his armies tore down the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho, that now seem so formidable, he can lay even with the ground. My soul, wait thou upon the Lord, for he will bring it to pass. I will rest all upon the Lord. But then I know he does nothing without the cooperation of man. God works, and man works. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9.